I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center.
Yeah, and we seem to have a guest. I don't know how you can tell.
We know how you can't miss him. Look at this guy. It's like a professional basketball player sitting between us. We have Chris Hamill, the president and programmer of the Gateway Film Center. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me, and I want you to know I am slouching.
We're talking about Breathless today. And Chris is the perfect person to be here because why Breathless?
Yeah, talk about a boot de souffle.
Well, first and foremost.
Take it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I have to tell you a story. I've only seen Breathless once in my life, and it was when I was in high school. So that's probably more years ago than I wish to actually reveal. And I saw Breathless because there was a girl I really liked. And she said, you haven't seen Breathless. You need to watch Breathless. So she got out this, you know, videotape. She put the tape in the VCR, and I watched Breathless. And at first I was really enamored with the girl and right. like waiting for the right moment to, you know, make my move. And then as the film went on, I became less enamored with her and a lot more interested in the film. And I had never really seen anything like it. So, you know, Breathless is probably the most important of the French New Wave films, would you say?
Without question. 1960, it changed everything.
It was incredibly romantic, I thought, and I'd never really seen a film that used music and the way it's edited and cut.
It's a movie in love with movies. When you're talking about being influential, arguably we wouldn't have contemporary cinema, any of it, without Breathless. There would be no Tarantino without Breathless. Obviously, you mentioned it was Jean-Luc Godard, and he was part of that group with Truffaut.
Truffaut wrote this.
Right, and those guys were in love with classic Hollywood films of the 30s and 40s. And the 50s. And so this movie is a love letter to those movies. And it's very referential. It's the beginning of postmodern cinematic technique. It is a romantic movie, well, but it's a love song to movies.
They're dissing French cinema, which had been pretty staid and conservative at that point. So they're rebellious, at the same time embracing us. So
So when you ask why Breathless,
right. I know.
I mean, the show's called Cinema Classics, John. I mean, it's sort of like if you haven't seen Breathless, you haven't. And I will admit, I have never seen Breathless in a movie theater. Right. So I'm very excited about the brunch Breathless combo.
It's a great story for people who think that we're promoting snobby cinema here. This guy's a car thief.
Right.
He accidentally shoots somebody.
Right.
And it's been very cavalier. The girl decides she'll hang out with him. It's never clear why anybody does anything, even more than why he shot that person. And then they go, and they're racing away from the authorities. And it's a Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
You know, you begin to see it all, but it's all so relaxed.
And it's so contemporary. Oh. It's right now. We showed the trailer for this at the last Cinema Classics brunch for Goldfinger. And it's been years since I've seen Breathless or any bit of it. The kind of casual, devil may care attitude, the flippant use of the camera and editing techniques. It could be like a mumblecore movie.
Except you actually can't understand it.
Yeah, right. Type of filmmaking.
But it's true, though, even the sound is somewhat new. It's really pretty natural sound, just the same way with their cutting is all so new. Not that it hadn't been done before. It's just that all of that together here looks like a relaxed cinema for young people who are, you know, anti-establishment. But now, when are people going to be able to see this?
Sunday, April 6th. We're going to have our brunch in the Torpedo Room. That's at noon. The film is at 2 p.m. You can get one ticket to participate in both the brunch and see the film, or you can just see the film. Or you can just have brunch and not see the film. Or you can do neither. I would encourage you to do both.
You know, there are some people who will do neither. We've noticed that.
Very true. Very true.
I do have a question. What happened to the girl?
I remember she was a senior and I was a sophomore, so I thought, wow, what these upperclassmen watch. Wow, it's just amazing. I was fully in love for at least an hour, so
just
it was great.
Just because you were tall.
Right, I was tall.
Only a sophomore can go out with a senior. What do we have coming up after Breathless that could possibly compete with it?
In May, of course, we're showing Annie Hall.
We kicked off with Goldfinger, which is also one of my favorite films. Breathless, clearly an influential film. And now Annie Hall in May. So this is a great program. The Torpedo Room is an amazing addition to the Film Center, so we hope you all come out and participate.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.